Get ready to join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word Ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829-623-1889 or 674-0737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the radio program Focus on God's Word. I'm your host and Bible teacher, Pastor Anthony Clark, and I thank God for this opportunity and privilege whereby we can enter into your homes, your cars, or wherever you're picking up this program today and share with you the living Word of God. Just before we get into the ministry of the Word today, I just want to take time off to share some basic information with you. One of the happiest information, or I should say the joyous information I want to share with you is that we are back at our location. Our ministry is located at 159 Eastern Main Road in Barataria, and we were not at our present location for the past 6 months because of a fire that took place, but things have been restored. Everything is back to normal, and we are back in our location. And I want to thank God for his goodness and for all of you who prayed for us, who called, who were concerned, and showed your gratitude, and even those one or two pastors who came by to look for me and so forth. Really, really grateful. Thank God for all of your support, but we are back. So our services are every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and every Friday evening from 7:15 to 8:30 p.m. We are at 159 Eastern Main Road in Barataria. Upstairs Benefit the People Grocery. So you come up there to the Mover Junction and you continue heading east. And within about less than 30 seconds to a minute drive, you will see one big sign saying Benefit the People. And as you look above that sign, you would see Focus on God's Word Ministry. We are all on the same compound. There's a big, beautiful car park for you to park your vehicle. So come check us out. If you do enjoy the ministry of the Word live over the air, you will enjoy it in a live service. So we are back in our building. Amen. To God be the glory. Now, when you want to connect with us, you can call us at 623-1889 or 746-0829. And someone will be there to connect with you and also to fellowship, to chat with you. Now, if you are looking for a church in the Coover area, you have been listening to the program and you want to go to a church that, you know, that could minister to you, but coming up to Barataria is difficult, then we have one, Pastor Lewis, at Grace Temple, which is located on the Southern Main Road, California, Coover. And the phone contact is 689-3637. 689-3637. That's Grace Temple, Southern Main Road, California, Coover, pastor by Pastor Lewis, and the service is every Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So you have been enjoying the ministry and you want to, Coover, you're living in Central, it's too a little difficult to come up to Port of Spain to get into Barataria. You can always connect with Grace Temple on the Southern Main Road, California, Coover. Now, we want to get into the lesson that we have been studying. We have been dealing with the subject, Am I Exercising Real Faith? And we are looking at it from three different perspectives. One, we are looking at the difference between two truths. There are two kinds of truths, and we were looking at the difference between it, because understanding the difference between them indicates whether you're walking by faith or not. Second, we understood that there are also two kinds of faith. And looking at the difference between them, when you understand that, it will indicate to you and me if we are really walking by faith. And then the third one, which we have been studying, is also that there are two kinds of unbelief. And understanding of the two kinds will locate where you are. And then you can answer the question, am I exercising real faith? Now, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:7, that we walk by faith and not by sight. And what that simply means is this: if I'm walking by faith, I am not walking by sight. And if I'm walking by sight, I am not walking by faith. I can't be doing the both. It's either I'm walking by faith, which means I'm not walking by sight, or I'm walking by sight, which means I'm not walking by faith. But I cannot do both. You cannot do both and successfully be in faith. You cannot do both and be successfully in sight. You have to do one or the other. So Paul said, for we walk by faith, not by sight. So this is where we ask the question, am I exercising real faith? And these are the things that you need to pay attention to that will draw your attention to the fact, yes, I'm walking by faith. No, I'm not walking by faith. Now, we dealt with in our last program, in dealing with two kinds of faith, we dealt with the concept of unbelief based on a lack of knowledge. And I said that a lot of believers, they are not really in unbelief because they are not persuaded. They are in unbelief because they lack knowledge. Now, I want to deal with unbelief because you're not persuaded. Remember, Romans 10 verse 17 teaches, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, if you didn't hear, you cannot have faith, so you will be in unbelief because you lack knowledge, all right? But what about those who hear? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's talk about and talk to those who hear. There are a group who listen to the word of God, hear the word of God, is ministered to by the word of God. That particular group still can walk in unbelief. That unbelief is purely based on one's inability to act on what they believe. You hear me? That type of unbelief is primarily based on one's inability to act on what you believe. You see, one person, this is not a word, but one person put it this way. He said, unbelief based on unpersuadableness. I don't think it's a word, but I'm going to use it for clarity in this study. Unbelief based on unpersuadableness. So you're not persuaded to act on what you have received through God's word. See, because it is possible to hear the word of God, but that doesn't mean that you're willing to act on what you hear. And there is a dimension of unbelief that is formed from that. Now, look at this portion of scripture, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 to 6. It says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in. Hear why? Because of unbelief. So now, what we're going to do is analyze what type of unbelief. We know it wasn't unbelief based on lack of knowledge, because the Bible tells us here, and let me just go back, let me read verse 6 again and keep the latter part of verse 6 in your head. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. So remember, they didn't enter because of unbelief, but their unbelief wasn't based on a lack of knowledge. Watch what verse 6 says. To whom it was first preached. What happened when the word is preached? The Bible says faith cometh by hearing. So they got faith. Not only do you get faith, but you also get information. If you study the book of Peter, 1 Peter and 2 Peter, you'd realize that faith is based on information. When the word of God is preached, it is supposed to educate you. And when it educates you, it gives you faith. Are you understanding me? Why? Because faith is based on information. You cannot believe if you do not know. Or as the Spirit of God told some person once, this person was trusting God for healing and was struggling to receive their healing. So they didn't come to the conclusion that because they're struggling to receive their healing, that God didn't want them well. They didn't come to that conclusion. I know that may shock plenty of you who are listening, because if you're struggling to receive your healing, sometimes you quickly come to the conclusion that God doesn't want you healed. So you're going to use your experience as a yardstick for the will of God, and you may share that with others, and others will now use your experience as a yardstick for the will of God, and nobody's going to check to see if your experience lines up with what the word of God says. If God say yes, he cannot now say no. So you have to understand that. So what happened is this. The word of God, and I want you to get this. The word of God, when it is ministered to you, it does produce faith. But it's also based on information. So faith is based on information. So when the word was first preached to them, information came, and with the information, faith came, because faith is based on knowledge. However, if we go back to verse 2 of Hebrews 6, which says, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them." And he goes on to explain why it didn't profit them. It says, "Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it," not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So because it was not mixed with faith in them that heard it, the word preached did not profit them. So every time the word is preached, it has the ability to profit you, but it will not profit you because it was not mixed with faith. They were still unpersuaded. They were not persuaded to act on what they were told. Now, this is possible. This is why I'm starting something. You know, as we move back in, I'm starting two new services, and I almost forgot to mention one. But every Tuesday from noontime, from 12 noon to 12:45, I will be doing a midday Bible study. So if you are a born-again believer, you live in the Barataria, Mova, San Juan area, and you listen to the program regularly, and you have retired from work and you're home, and you would like to come to a midday Bible study, you are free to come and fellowship with us. It would be every Tuesday. We started already every Tuesday from 11:45 to 12:45. We have a midday Bible study, and we teach on a variety of subjects. No praise and worship. As we come, pray, ministry of the word, stop. Pray, send you home. All right? It's just a midday Bible study. So if you live in San Juan area, the Barataria area, the Mova area, and you listen to the program regularly, you're a retiree and you have the time, you can come. Maybe if you work in those areas that I call, and you don't mind committing one of your lunch hour, 45 minutes of one of your lunch hour for the week, just to feed on God's word, you can come and be a part. We had about 10 persons there yesterday, because it now started. Tuesday was the first day we did it, and we continuing every time. Now, I'm saying all that to say this, because watch this. It says, "For the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." It is possible for you to hear God's word, and faith comes, understanding comes, and you still don't respond in faith. And that's why I started to talk about these services, because I'm planning a second one, which will take place on a Thursday, and I'm calling this one Healing School. And what is the purpose of Healing School? To establish two things. One, the belief that it is God's will for you to be healed. Two, the strength or courage to be persuaded to act on God's word. You see, what happens many times is that, let me flow out of feeling led here. What happens many times with us is that we fail to understand how God really operates by His Spirit. God can meet our need through a demonstration of the Spirit. God could meet our need through a manifestation of the Spirit. And God could meet our need through us putting faith in the Word. Say, well, what do you mean by a demonstration of the Spirit? Well, Paul said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So the Holy Spirit could demonstrate His power and meet your need. Then in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7, it says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to one to profit all. The Spirit of God can meet our need through a manifestation of the Spirit. Any of the 9 gifts of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit can flow with one of those through an individual and meet our need. However, those two are not the only ways God works to meet our need. The primary way God meets our need is by us mixing faith in the information that is given to us through preaching and teaching. And that is the number one way that God our Father meets our need through teaching and preaching, and that information educates us, but then we mix faith and we act on what is told to us. But many times people struggle to receive because our focus is only on demonstration of the Spirit. Our focus is only on manifestation of the Spirit. And we don't pay enough attention to mixing faith with the preached word so it could produce results. So I'm going to be having healing school. And the primary purpose of healing school is to minister to the sick. So we will be spending 45 minutes to an hour teaching you from God's word what the Bible has to say on the subject of healing and on the subject of faith, and then get you to mix faith with the information, and you would see plenty healings take place. Now, you know, here's the interesting thing. Over the last 14 years in pastoral work, I have ministered to a lot of sick people. And in ministering to sick people, I could count on my hands how much of them were healed through manifestation or through demonstration. And when it comes to demonstration, maybe 2 in 14 years. When it comes to manifestation, no more than 5 in 14 years. But when it comes to teaching the word and getting people to believe the word and act on it, oh, numerous. Because that is the primary way God ministers to the sick. You have to mix faith with the preached word. And that is what we don't want to do, because it means that you have to do something. You have to act on God's word. You have to put out effort on God's word. And as I said, that is something we don't want to do. And there is a degree of unbelief that is based on, and I'm using this word again, this may not be proper English, but you'll understand me, unpersuadableness. People are just not persuaded to act on God's word. They're not willing to mix faith with what they hear. What they hear sounds good, but they don't mix faith. And for many reasons, there are some of us, we don't mix faith because we feel we are not worthy enough for God to do it for us. You see, we watch our present lifestyle, and we see our lack of commitment to the things of God. And we think that because of that lack of commitment, that it will hinder God's love and God's power from flowing in our life. That may not necessarily be true, you know. That may not be true. Because if that is the yardstick, it means that God's love towards us is conditional. I hear somebody say, yeah, but your obedience. How come you're not going to deal with that? You have to understand that God's love for you is not based on conditions. God has an unconditional love for you. So God knows you're not committed, but there is a difference between that which He has provided and that which is to be provided. You see, there are certain things we want from God. God has already provided. I try my best not to say this that I want to say it. But let me say what I have to say in my heart. Your obedience does not move God. Your obedience moves you. Let me say, take my time and say it again. Your obedience doesn't move God. Your obedience moves you. Your obedience, my obedience, puts us in the place of position to receive from God. It doesn't move God to get closer to us. All it does is move us to get closer to Him. So why is it so? Because God has already made the provisions before the problem. You getting me? When God put Adam in the garden, He didn't then fix the garden. You know? No, He fixed the garden first, then put Adam in. God always prepare the provision before the need. So my obedience put me in the place where I can experience it. But my obedience is not moving God. So therefore, yes, I may not be as committed, but God's love towards me is unconditional. So I could ask God for forgiveness and receive what He has for me. You know, but sometimes I know the way it's presented, you would think that even if you ask God to forgive you, He will forgive you, but He wouldn't heal you. And that, I don't know where preachers get come up with those ideas. No. The Bible talks about, in Psalm, I think it's Psalm 103, it talks about do not forget His benefits, and it lists some of the things that are His benefits before that verse and after that verse. So I don't know where we come up with all those things, but the reality is that your obedience move you into position to receive from God. It doesn't move God. God, listen, then the scripture never said for God to draw nigh to us. It tell us draw nigh to Him. And one of the ways we draw nigh to Him is through our obedience. So hear me, when you're mixing faith with that word, and that's why we're going to have healing school so that we could put that word out and I can move you into persuadableness where you could begin to, again, it's not good English, but hear me, I want to get you to act on God's word, and that is a type of unbelief that is a real problem. I'm going back to Hebrews 4 and verse 6. It says, seeing therefore, it remained that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Going back to verse 2, it tells us why were they in unbelief? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Faith came, but you had to mix that faith with action. Faith comes, you have to mix that faith with action. Faith comes through the preach word, but you have to mix it with action. And they were not mixing it with action. Therefore, they were walking in unbelief. You get me? So you had to examine yourself. Am I really exercising real faith? If you're not acting on what you know, then you will be. I just heard this in my spirit too. One of the reasons why people don't act, besides unworthiness, is fear. You're afraid that if you act on God's word, that it wouldn't work. Well, you need to meditate on the integrity of God. The integrity of God's word. The Bible says, behold, I'm the Lord thy God, I lie not. The scripture says that. The scripture says God cannot lie. Therefore, everything God says has to come to pass because God cannot lie. And you meditate on that and build your confidence in the fact that God cannot lie. If God said it, He must do it. If He spoke it, He must bring it to pass. And you have to deal with that. So these are one of two reasons why people don't mix faith with the word. But don't assume that that the word wouldn't work. It wouldn't work if you don't mix faith with it. It says, but the word preached did not profit them. It didn't say the word preached did not have the ability to profit. It said it did not profit them. I want you to get that. So understand that. Now, hear me out. So if I'm going to be examining myself to see if I'm exercising real faith, I must understand that real faith is, one, acting on revelation knowledge of God's word. I must understand that, two, it is using heart faith and not head faith. I must understand that, three, it is being persuaded that God will perform His word. You get me? So if I am exercising real faith, these three things must always have the positive answer, yes. It is, number one, am I acting on revelation knowledge of God's word, or am I allowing sense knowledge to dominate? Number two, am I using heart faith, or am I using head faith? Amen. Am I trusting God with what I can see, feel, hear, and touch, or am I trusting God with based on my heart? Or number three, am I being persuaded? Or am I persuaded that God will perform His word? Now, The Bible teaches that God confirms His word with signs following. So what you and I have to do is understand this. He will perform His word. You ought to meditate on that. You ought to think about that. You ought to chew on that. That God performs His word. God performs His word. God performs His word. God performs His word. I've seen it again. God performs His word. I know whatever you're going through right now, but my word to you from the Lord is God performs His word. Hold on to that. God will perform His word. Amen and amen. Wow, this is really going good, but we are out of time. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Clark, the pastor of Focus on God's Word Ministry, and really thank God for this opportunity that we could have shared God's word with you. We want to hear from you. Give us a call at 623-1889 or 746-0829, and someone would be there to connect with you. Again, we want to encourage you to come and fellowship with us in one of our services. We meet every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We meet every Tuesday noontime from 11:45 to 12:45, and then we meet every Friday evening from 7:15 to 8:30 p.m. So give us a come and connect with us. You can check us out on our website, which will give you more information about the services that we are having. And then I want to encourage those of you who live in the Coover area and you enjoying this word and you want a local church to fellowship at, you can go to Grace Temple. It's located at Southern Main Road in California, Coover. You would see the big sign as you're going down. The host pastor is Pastor Lewis, and his number is 689-3637. Amen. So do come out to one of the services and be in a live service. It really, really, really is awesome to be in a live service. And we are coming out with a brand new set of services called Healing School. I'll share more information with you. I may take a couple months and just do Healing School of the Air so that you get more familiar with it, because we want to run Satan out with you from sickness and diseases in the bodies of people. But you will hear more about that. Now, we need your financial support. So do call us at 623-1889 and 746-0829. And someone will give you information on how you can sow into the ministry. God bless you. Be with you next time.
Join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word Ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829, 623-1889, or 674-0737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.